Good evening. I'll call to order the regular meeting of the Onalaska City Council. Call to order at 6:05 PM, Tuesday, June 27, 2023. I'd ask Councilman Barron to read our mission statement.
To provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nicholson. Roll call, please, City Clerk.
Certainly, sir. Councilmember Bell is absent. Coleman?
Here.
Luby?
Here.
Nicholson?
Here.
Robinson?
Present.
Stumble?
Here.
And Tudyka?
Here. Councilman Bell is excused. We have a quorum. Please stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Councilman Luby, lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Councilman Luby. Welcome all those here present in the chamber. Mr. Laddick, welcome back for a meeting. We've got some police officers here. Thank you for being here this evening. Next, the city clerk will administrate the oath of office to Police Officer Martin Lane Rigsby. Officer Rigsby, if you'd please come forward, please. Thank you.
All right, Officer Rigsby, if you could raise your right hand, please, and take the police officer oath of office.
I solemnly swear to obey the lawful orders of my superior officer, to abide by the law enforcement professional code of ethics, to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the state of Alaska, and to observe and uphold the laws of the United States, the state of Alaska, and the city of Unalaska. I accept as a condition of continued employment as a police officer the requirement to, at all times, abide by the rules and regulations of the City of Unalaska and the Unalaska Department of Public Safety. I affirm my allegiance to the people of the City of Unalaska who have appointed me as a guardian of their lives and property. I take this oath knowing full well the responsibility of my office, and I promise to act at all times with integrity, honesty, and honor as a law enforcement officer, so help me God.
Thank you very much, Officer Rigsby. You have now taken your oath.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Mayor and Council, I'd like to welcome Officer Lane Rigsby, Martin Lane Rigsby from Alabama, another one from Alabama. So, he's here to serve the community, and we're looking forward to having him working with us. And he's going to be a definite asset for the department.
And welcome. Thank you very much for being here. Next item is adoption of the agenda. May I have a motion and second to adopt the agenda, please?
I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Nicholson, second by Councilman Coleman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Motion, the agenda is adopted. Next item is approval of minutes of the previous meeting. May I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed minutes of June 13th meeting?
Move to approve the minutes of June 13th, 2023.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Luby. Hearing no objection, the proposed minutes are approved. Next item is reports. And we'll ask for financial reports at this time. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Yes, Mr. Mayor and Council, I'm happy to report that the May financials, if you look, all of the funds are in the positive in terms of our revenue versus projected. And if you look at page, I like packet page 8, and it's the best thing that I like to look over where we're actually at. And you can see that our budgeted revenues for all of the funds was about 30 million. We received just under 1.6 million in May, and our actual collection is 39 million, so our 129% of what we budgeted. We're lower on the total operating expenses, but 78% of what we anticipated spending by now, with 1 month left in this fiscal year for reporting. And then you can see all the different funds and revenues are basically exceeding or doing better than what we projected and budgeted. I anticipate that the bed tax will be close. You can see that on page, I believe, 9. We budgeted use of 210,000. We've so far collected 192. And then as we've discussed some of the other revenues, especially the airport, and then we've got a budget amendment on here to deal with those that are in the negative for tonight. But we seem to be fairly running according to budget and in the positive to our favor.
Thank you, City Manager. Any questions for Bill from the council, Councilman Robinson?
Nothing here.
Okay. All right, thanks. All right, thank you, City Manager. This time we'll have a City Manager's report. Turn this over to City Manager. Right.
Thank you. Several things on the report, and a few I either found out after I sent or forgot one in particular, but you can see I visited Anchorage two weeks ago. I had some meetings with some of the consultants and our attorneys about various things that are happening. On the S-curves, most of you probably noticed the barriers that go up and the wind knocks them down and we put them up again, but there's an unexploded ordnance down in that area that was found by a citizen, so we're working to have that taken care of. I believe they're flying out this week. We've reinstituted our local emergency planning committee, and we would like to have some participation from members of council and the mayor, so if you please give that some consideration or give me a call about what that entails. Happy Peter Gurney of the police force is over there working to help reinvigorate that committee. We've received a walkaway offer from the Penn crash lawsuit. We've been working on this, and admin has been working on this for quite a long time. And I'm pleased that we can say that this offer is something that discussion with attorneys, this is probably the best end to this situation for us. We'll be on the hook for our own fees, attorney's fees, et cetera, but the risk to continue moving forward to collect those. We can be in this for a long, long time. So if you have any questions about that, let me know. We've selected a consultant for the comp study. Recall, the director would try and address Title III salary issues. That consultant is McGrath Consultants. We had 5 or 6 applicants, and we reviewed 2 of them, and they were both very good. And the legislative fly-in, we're scheduling that for August 17th and 18th, I believe. And we actually have our attorneys from Brooks Chandler, Faulkner, and Cassiola are coming in July 11th and 12th. So we'll be sending notice out to all the departments if they have anything they would like to meet with Charles Cassiola and Sam Severn about, or if council would like some of their time. We'll coordinate that through Michelle Price in my office. And that's all I have. Like I said, we're working on the legislative fly-in later in August. That concludes my report, unless you have any questions.
Have any questions for the city manager regarding his report or an update? Councilman Robinson.
I don't have anything for Chris, not for Bill.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Tungle?
Yeah, what's the update on the Rustin Man Foundation?
Oh, thank you. I attended their last board meeting just this past Thursday, and I actually had our interim public works director, Scott Brown, attend with me. Based on the last meeting, it seems like we funded that for $250,000 through the community support grant program. And that's a serious amount of money. And we use the community support grant program, but we don't administer public works capital projects. And that really is a capital project. So I took Scott there to go, and we had a nice discussion with several other board members about where they're at, where we're at, things we'll need, schedules, et cetera, because we need to know how to prepare for that. But planning doesn't administer those kinds of projects. Through the funds, we typically fund community nonprofits, and they provide reports, but they're not building anything. And this is a more complex type of project. So I'm sorry to say that I didn't realize that sooner, but that should have been realigned with Public Works earlier. And so we ironed that out and had a good discussion about how to move forward as a Public Works capital project.
So on the last meeting, we expect, some of the items are arriving soon in the town, and I don't think we put a timeline
right
on getting this done. But
well, we didn't, and that's why, sir, that we did decide to convert it into this is a capital project. And so we need to get the calendar out and what the timelines are. We heard different things about the base, getting a foundation in. There's a lot of moving parts. And if you remember, all we really did was take their idea, the reason for the idea, because that's to keep the community support grant application. And there's numbers there with the picture, but it's going to take more than that for us to administer that project and make sure we get the deliverables.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Any further questions on the report? I had one on the airport. You mentioned something about dropping out of the whatever that is, walk away from the project. When can the earliest that we get that done? So we possibly get the insurance company, I understand now, control of that aircraft. When you get it out of there, get it off the runway.
I think we'll be able to do that fairly soon. There's a couple of different things that have happened to hold that aircraft there, including the city. We wanted to make sure in case there was going to be some sort of lawsuit that we would have it there as evidence. So we have to change our mind once we remove that requirement so we can get it out of here. And once we sign the walk away, I think we should be including that risk by not having any future lawsuits.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Tungle?
So who take responsibility of the airplane once it's going to be moved out?
To work the details of that out, but we certainly don't own it. I mean, the company is bankrupt, but the insurance company is the ones that are representing that company, and those are the ones that we have been dealing with in this whole kind of milieu of lawsuits. But I'm not exactly sure how to schedule that or how it's going to move forward, but I'm going to turn my attention to that here fairly soon.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions for the manager's report? Okay, well, thank you very much. Next item is community input and announcements. It's time for members of the public to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium and state your name and your comments. Step right up there.
Thank you, Albert Burnham, representing PCR. One major announcement for everybody tonight, that's that next week is the 4th of July parade. Tuesday, the parade starts at 12 o'clock. We still have room and registration open for floats. So any groups, community organizations, businesses that want to be involved in the parade, just stop by PCR or call, get a packet and sign up for that. We've got some cool trophies to give out to folks. We also have some bike decorating kits for the young ones, any kids that want to ride in the parade. So anybody that's got children can stop by and pick up one of those kits. And then just as we said last council meeting, just a reminder to everybody to download our app onto your smartphone, PCR on Alaska, so that you can stay up to date with all of the latest news and information with all of the things that we've got going on. Thank you.
Thank you, Albert.
Jenny Hatfield, Museum of the Aleutians. I just wanted to announce a few of our programs. We have trivia this Thursday, the 29th at 6 p.m. That'll be on KUCB and on Channel 8. We also have a talk July 7th. We have the Alaska Volcano Observatory coming out. They are going to be doing work in and around McCutcheon, but also doing some outreach in our community. And they are going to have a talk at the library July 7th at 6 p.m. And then we also have NOAA, and we have hopefully two events with them. One will be a streaming event for their workout on their vessel. We hope that will work out, but does depend on the technology. And the other one will be a talk in town when they come back in late July, and we'll announce those dates as those get closer. And we'll also have community archaeology in August, so we hope to see folks out there. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good evening, Catherine McGlashan, Unalaska Visitors Bureau. Just want to announce the insignia. The cruise ship insignia will be in on Friday. You're going to anchor in the bay in Tender, and they have over 600 passengers and over 300 crew. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
I'm Lynn Crane Yusev. I just want to remind folks that we have an online auction going on right now, and it ends tonight at 11:45. As most people know, we canceled our spring fundraiser, so we're just trying to bring in a little bit of money before the fiscal year ends this Friday. There are several airline tickets, some cod, some king crab, and a beautiful Rie Munoz print and a gorgeous quilt from Judy Reuter. So you can go to USAID's Facebook page or the Unalaska Friends and Events page. If you can't find it, just get a hold of me and I'll tell you how to find it. I want to remind you of the Unalaska Interagency Cooperative meeting, which is this Thursday at 12 noon at the library. It's postponed by a week this month. But just again, that's a really nice meeting to kind of check in with people and hear about things you might not hear about anywhere else in town, and it's open to anyone. Finally, to close out June, which is Pride Month, we are showing a movie on Thursday, June 29th. It's a free screening of the documentary Stonewall Rising, which is an excellent movie about the event that started the gay rights movement in the US. We hope that you'll join us to learn more about this important moment in America's civil rights history. The movie starts at 6 p.m. in the beautiful new community room at the Unalaska Public Library, and we will have light refreshments. If you have any questions, please call 581-1500. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any further announcements of interest to the community?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Dennis. On July 6th, AFN will be hosting a digital equity listening session for broadband from 12 to 1:30, hopefully in the library. I just got this note later this evening, and I'll see if I can call the library to make the arrangements for that from 12 to 1:30 on the 6th. On the July 11th, we'll be having a visit from Lieutenant General Nahom of the Navy, and also a CM Sergeant Berg. They will be coming out for approximately 4 to 5 hours for a community visit and kind of show them what's going on there. I am still working on a invite for Rear Admiral Caputo of the Navy to come out in August. So more on that. Lieutenant General Nahom is of the Air Force, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Robinson. Look forward to those meetings. Any further comments? Announcements?
You have some hands raised.
We do have some folks on Zoom who would like to make announcements, sir.
On Zoom?
Yes. I'll call on Denise Rankin first. Go ahead, Denise.
Hi, thank you. Denise with the Unalashka Corporation. I just wanted to let you know that the Aleutian World War II Interpretive Center near the airport is open 7 days a week now, especially when the cruise ships are in town. So please stop by for a visit. And also, it's exciting times for the shareholders of the Unalashka Corporation. And it's our 50th anniversary. We'll be holding our annual meeting on Saturday. And thank you to the community of Unalashka for helping OC be a success. And we look forward to the next 50 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise. Any others on Zoom?
Yes, sir. Jenna Larson, I would like to speak. Go ahead, Jenna.
Thank you so much. So I'm from APIA and my name is Jenna Larson, and I would like to tell the entire community about the event that we're going to be having the weekend of August 11th through 13th. It starts on Friday night at 5 p.m. and we go until 8 p.m. We're going to be kicking it off with an Indian taco dinner. This is the Alaska Native Cultural Health and Resilience Gathering. And we're so excited to be celebrating our veterans. Our whole motto is honoring our inner warrior. And it's just going to be a weekend of togetherness and connection. We are going to be putting some spots on KUCB. And all of the tribes in the entire region have been sent the flyers, and we have the funds to bring 12 Unangak veterans and veterans from our service area to the gathering. So if they are interested, please go to the tribal office. There are flyers there, and the registration is actually on our link at APIA, and it's under the news and events page, and just scroll down to the anchor is what we call it, Alaska Native Cultural Health and Resilience, anchor for short. And our registration is right there. And if you're a veteran in the region, you are, well, it's a free event for everybody, but we will pay for people to actually come into Unalashka to join us if they are qualifying and eligible. So thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much for the information. Do you have any further?
I don't have anyone else, sir. No.
Okay, thank you. Hearing no further announcements.
Oh, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, who's this?
This is Dennis, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's one other thing is on Sunday, the, what is that, the 2nd? There will be a dedication of the Head Start building. A small gathering, hopefully around 1 o'clock to noon or noon to 1 o'clock. Look for more information on that. It'll be posted. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. Okay, no others?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Thanks to all for the information and updates on community activities. Next item is item 10, is a public comment on agenda items. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda. They don't want to wait until item comes up on regular agenda. To comment later during the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the center. Use a microphone and state your name. Does anyone wish to speak? on agenda items. Is there anyone on Zoom or telephone wish to speak?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. At this time, we're going to move on to the next item, the public hearing. Members of the public may testify about any item set for public hearing. There's a three minute time limit per person. Come to the podium and state your name. Public hearing is now open. 6:30 p.m. Creating a budget amendment number 6 to the fiscal year of 2023 budget, increasing the city manager's budget by $80,000 to cover interim city manager expenses, and increasing the airport budget by $69,400 to cover operating and personnel shortfall. Does anyone wish to speak in the chambers or? Hearing none, does anyone on the telephone or Zoom?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Move on to the regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda item must sign up with the city clerk. 3 minute time limit per person. First, on the unfinished business. Ordinance 2023-07, second reading, creating a budget amendment number 6 to the fiscal year 2023 budget, increasing the city manager's budget by $80,000 to cover the interim city manager expenses, and increasing the airport budget by $69,400 to cover operating and personnel shortfalls. I have a motion and a second to adopt ordinance 2023-07.
I move to adopt ordinance 2023-07.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Dungal, second by Councilman Nicholson. I'll turn this over to the city manager for introduction.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. Tonight's issue has been brought forward by Clay Darnell, our interim finance director, and as you stated, this purpose of this amendment is to cover all the costs of the interim city manager contract that were not originally budgeted for, and an unanticipated boiler and other repair costs that exceeded the budgeted facilities maintenance amounts in the airport, as well as unbudgeted personal leave cash out for someone who's going to be retiring. And the staff and city manager recommend approval.
Thank you. City manager and council discussion on resolution 2023-07. Councilman Robinson, any comment?
No comments. Thank you. I support it.
Thank you. Anyone on city council? Comments on this resolution? Ordinance? Hearing none. City clerk, is anyone signed up? Provide public comment?
No, sir.
Thank you. I'll restate the motion. Move ordinance 2023-07, second reading, creating a budget amendment number 6 to the fiscal year 2023 budget, increasing the city manager's budget by $80,000 to cover interim city manager's expenses, and increasing the airport budget by $69,400 to cover operating and personal shortfall. I'll request a roll call vote, please.
Certainly, sir. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Dungal?
Yes.
And Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 5 yes, 0 nay. Council has adopted ordinance 2023-07. New business resolution 2023-31, approving the State Firefighters Association Unalaska chapter to retain FY23 grant funds. I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2023-31.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2023-31.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, second by Councilman Tungo. I'll turn this over to City Manager for introduction.
Thank you again, Mayor and City Council. I've brought this forward on behalf of some work that we've done with the Unalaska chapter of the Alaska State Firefighters Association. They were the recipient of one of our community support grants. It was that year that they actually put on our fireworks show. And as you know, now we've gone back to another pyrotechnic vendor. That budget did not anticipate a large donation by Matson for shipping the products here, and it created this budget excess. They would like to have approval to repurpose the funds for some of their fundraising needs and entertainment things that they do for the community at events like July 4th parade, as well as Heart of the Aleutians. I try to wait until the end of the fiscal year to bring forth any of these types of requests kind of all together so you can look them over and then decide. But the timing of this one, I wanted to get it on now since some events are coming up. But for the most part, there will be, I think, at least one, if not two more that I know of, probably come forward in late July. So staff recommends approval, and so do I am staff on this one and city manager, so I recommend approval.
Okay, thank you, City Manager. Council discussion, comments, questions, Councilman Robinson?
No questions, I support this.
Thank you. There are no further discussion. Has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir.
Thank you. I'll restate the motion. Adopt resolution 2023-31 approving the Alaska State Firefighters Association, Unalaska chapter, to retain FY23 grant funds. Request a roll call vote, please.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Bowman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
And Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Thank you. With this vote, the council has adopted resolution 2023-31, 5 yes, 0 nays. Next item on is approval of travel of the mayor and council to AML Summer Legislative Conference in Homer. AML board meeting August 8th, ACOM August 9th, and legislative conference on August 10th and 11th. We have a motion and a second to approve travel for Council Member Robinson and myself to AML and related meetings August 8th to 11th in Homer.
I move to approve a travel for Mayor and Vice Mayor Robinson, the AML board meeting on August 8th, August 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Tungle, second by Councilman Nicholson. I'll turn this over to City Manager for introduction.
Thank you. This originated from the City Manager's office so that we can budget and or begin appropriating or expending the funds to get your registrations and travel arrangements made for this conference. Previous tonight, both the mayor and Councilman Robinson will be approved to travel to Homer for this conference, and we'll begin making arrangements for you.
Okay, thank you, City Manager. This time, is there Councilman discussion? Councilman Coleman?
Yeah, I just want to, I'm not interested in going, but I just want to make sure that we can do it up to 3 council members, so we can amend if needed. I didn't know if anybody else bring up discussion, if anybody on council wanted to go to this. Should speak up.
No.
No, I am not. I just wanted to bring it up to discussion to remind people they can speak up.
Okay. Anyone?
No. Well, with the pick of the season, I think it's pretty hard for me to go. So won't be able to make it on this one.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Appreciate that. Apparently everyone is busy. Okay, City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir.
Thank you. At this time, I'll restate the motion to approve travel of mayor and councilman and council to the AML Summer Legislative Conference in Homer. AML board meeting August 8th, ACOM August 9th, Legislative Conference August 10th and 11th. And includes council member Robinson and myself. Request a roll call vote, please.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Dungal?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
And Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
With this vote, the council has approved travel for Mr. Robinson and the mayor to attend AML in August. 5-0. Next item, council directives to the city manager. If there are any directives that need a motion, a second, and a roll call vote. Any directives? Councilman Robinson?
Nothing here.
Thank you. Hearing no directives, community input and announcement. This is a final opportunity to provide information to the council or make announcements.
Mayor and Council, Thomas Rufos from the president of the Alaska State Firefighters Association and Alaska chapter. I just wanted to say thank you for allowing us to retain the funds. We're looking forward to having good events this season and hopefully continuing to serve the community. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. And anyone on Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
Okay, having completed our items on the agenda, we are adjourned at 6:43 p.m. I think we have one sort of.
All right, folks on Zoom, I'm going to end the meeting. Good night.
Good night, all.
Thank you all for being here.